Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally on the program tonight, Markets and Company News with Wayne McCurry, Senior Portfolio Manager at FNB Wealth and Investments. Wayne, good evening to you. Let's start with the market itself today. And Sasol feeling a little bit of pain, but that won't be the first time.
No, it won't be the first time, I must say. It's really been very disappointing, Sasol, over the last while. You know, when you look at the share price and what Sasol has done, I mean, wow, it really has collapsed around our ears. But having said all of that, if there is some revival in world chemical prices and maybe in the oil price, you know, the share price can go up very strongly from this level. I mean, it's not the first time Sasol's done something like this. In fact, the Lake Charles disaster was even worse for them. So the share can bounce back, but then the macroeconomics have got to actually change. So, I mean, Sasol is just, unfortunately, a very volatile share.
Wayne, what about management within the company and setting a new strategy and direction? Are you getting a sense that that is happening?
It is happening, yes. But, I mean, they are still like any other commodity company, subject to the commodity cycle, subject to demand, subject to so many things outside of their control, unfortunately. So, yeah, I think the new management, I mean, the last foray, as I said earlier on, the last foray into America there in Lake Charles was an unmitigated disaster. It's one of the biggest corporate disasters, you know, other than Steinhoff, that we've actually come across, how much money was actually lost there. So, but yes, I mean, the share price, as I said earlier on, can actually bounce back quite strongly. They've just got to get a change in the macroeconomic scenario. I mean, yeah, this was a disaster.
I've got the share price just over 108 Rand today, down by 5%. But there is a little bit of interest, Wayne, in gold shares today.
Yes, I mean, the gold shares are running like crazy. I don't understand gold because gold seems to be driven by everything nowadays. High inflation, low inflation, rising interest rates, falling interest rates. Yeah, so I would still be very, very cautious when you're at these all-time record highs to go in and actually buy something now. I mean, gold has just shot the lights out, I suppose, in the last year, maybe a little bit longer, last 2 years. But my experience is it can fall just as quickly as what it goes up. So I would be a little bit cautious. But certainly the gold shares, as they have done over the last yesterday as well, you know, the gold shares, they did all the running yesterday and today. They also, a couple of them are up, although there's not much up today. I mean, the whole market's down 1%.
Wayne, a note out from We Buy Cars today, and maybe just explain the difference to our listeners tonight. It's going to report higher annual core headline earnings, but headline earnings expected to decline by as much as 60%, it says, due to one-off costs.
Yeah, but look, we all knew about that, so that's not new. I mean, the We Buy Cars, the share price has been running strongly for quite a while. It's actually been one of the better performing shares. I mean, you know, since it's been listed, you know, it's up 70%. So, I mean, that's very strong, and it's sort of gone from 30 Rand to 35 Rand literally in the last month. So it's been very, very strong, and I think the results bear that out. They did make quite a long story about you've got to use core earnings. And I agree to that as long as they fully disclose exactly what core earnings are. So I think the big share price appreciation that we've seen is just to, I suppose, find the right base. Because now on these core earnings, they're sitting at about, I don't know, an 18 or 19 price earnings ratio, somewhere around there, which sounds about right, if not a little too high for this company. So maybe the big share price appreciation is now behind us and the shares have actually found some sort of base, and the future movements will be determined by earnings, positive or negative.
Now, this company describes itself as a human resources specialist. It's Adcore, and putting out an advisory today saying it expects its earnings to be lower at the halfway stage of the year. Again, again, talking about a one-off restructuring cost of around 20, 25 million rand.
Yeah, look, it's a tough industry, this. They've had quite a few problems in their professional services. There's, you know, the temporary staffing and the staffing solutions, permanent staffing solutions, seem to be doing quite well. But they have reacted against that. I mean, they've taken proactive measures, and they say that, you know, we've looked at restructuring, reducing costs, and all of these, in enhancing efficiency. And so there are some one-off costs associated with that. But I don't think that's the end of the world at all. And the market will look through these restructuring costs, as long as ultimately they do deliver on what they've promised, that these restructuring costs sort of sorts out, you know, some of the problems specifically in the professional solutions side. Look, the share price hasn't done badly at all this year. I mean, even though it's been weak in the last couple of days, you know, it's still up 60% this year. So, I mean, it's done well. And I actually quite like the industry that they're in, and hopefully they can restructure their business and try and get that professional services to deliver a decent return.
Wayne, we've spoken about this in the past, the shrinking JSE, but you would have seen a note out by JP Morgan yesterday, I think it was, saying given the surge of economic optimism in South Africa, driven, I guess, by the coalition government, it's expecting a surge in IPOs. Do you share that that optimism?
Yes, I think so. I mean, there's plenty of reasons to be optimistic. It's not as though we're going into a good place. We're just going into a better place. I mean, there's still serious structural problems in South Africa, but at least there are fewer of them. We've got electricity. We've got hopefully a better governance structure. You know, we're hopefully going into the start of a commodity cycle, up cycle. We've hopefully got a rand that's, you know, back from close to 20 to 17 and a half. This is all good news. And this does lead to IPOs. So, you know, a lot of banks will carry private, a lot of companies will be carrying private equity, which they may want to list. But of course, new listings boom and IPOs only happen when the stock market's at a high. They never happen when the stock market's at a low. And we are, you know, we're at an all-time high. Certainly the market looks, a lot of the cheapness has been taken out of our market. You know, the big surge this year from 60,000 to 80,000 odd has sorted that out. So you do get IPOs. I mean, we do get them on once every 10 years in South Africa. I mean, the last lot were, I could go back to the 90s. It was all the financial services in the mid-90s. In early 2000s, it was all the dot-coms that came on. In 2008, it was all the platinum shares that came on. So we haven't really had a big new listings boom. And of course, 2008, we had all the construction firms coming on, all the 2010, all of those things, all the quarry firms, all the steel firms. I mean, they've all disappeared out of the scene, all the construction companies coming on. So we haven't had a good new listings boom since then. And we have had to live through quite a severe commodity down cycle in that time period. We had to live through the Jacob Zuma years. We had to live through the terrible Eskom load shedding years. But, you know, the environment is better now. And we should start seeing some IPOs coming through. But the decline in the JSE is a structural thing. You know, that started when we were reintroduced into the global economy in the, let's say, early to mid-90s. And there are better opportunities overseas. And, you know, credit to our successful companies that have gone overseas and have moved their listing to London and have actually been successful. I mean, that's a natural progression of the success of some of our companies. They're obviously mainly mining companies, but that's irrelevant. They are still successful in their field. So I think we should realize that, you know, unless our economy goes into an 8% growth rate for the next 15 years, which is highly unlikely, we're going to see a declining JSE. I mean, that's just part of the whole globalization of our economy and our country. I mean, in the apartheid years, this was a closed economy. So the only place you could raise capital and get listed was on the JSE. But yeah, I mean, I can remember 20 years ago, there were probably 400 companies that you had to look at as a investment analyst. You had to know something about them. Mm. You know, now there's probably 80 companies you've got to know something about. I know there's a lot more than 80 companies listed, but 80 to 100 companies you've got to know reasonably well. So, I mean, that's one quarter of what you used to have to know reasonably well.
How things have changed. Wayne, I'm going to leave it there. We'll chat again next Tuesday. Wayne McCurry from FNB, appreciate your time tonight. Thank you.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.